I walk into her apartment and she's sleeping in bed with some Israeli soldier, right? And
that's crushing.
Yeah. I mean, I was a kid and I was shocked. And then, and I felt all the things you could imagine, heartbreak and disbelief and betrayal and how could I be so stupid and all of that. By the way, it was a torturous ending because then she came, we were together again, then apart, and you know, until the last shred of my dignity was destroyed. Oof. And what I realized was that I could not control everything. And the humility that comes from that is extraordinarily important and instructive. And frankly, deeply spiritual when you give over to the idea that you really don't control very much. And that is terrifying and liberating at the same time. You know, there's always dissonance. There's always duality in life. The thing I've learned the most, I think the most spiritual insight I can ever share with anyone is there is a duality that sustains life itself. There's this dichotomous tension that keeps us moving and alive. Failure leads to success. Success is destroyed by failure. Memory is beautiful and memory is painful, both. In one of my books, I said, it's like being caressed and spat on at the same time. That's memory. We love our parents, we hate our parents, right? We love our kids. We can't understand our kids and they disappoint us. We have this dissonance, this dichotomous tension, as I said. And one of them is, I love this person, but I have no control over this person and whether or not this person loves me. And this idea that love, frankly, isn't even enough. If you don't love each other, you can't have a relationship. But just because you love each other doesn't mean you can have a relationship. It's the first 50%, but there's a whole nother piece to it. So I would say that that moment, that cold water in my face, that was one.
That's a big one at a young age.
It was a big one at a young age. It was painful. It was, as I said, sort of slow and extended torture.
Did it lead? It sounds like, because you said so much, you know, and it came, so much came out of, obviously, I'm not going to say so little, because when you're that age, that's like, you know, the end of your world almost. You know, I went through something similar. But it seems like a lot of what you, I don't want to say teach today, because I don't.
Well, really, it comes partly from that, but partly from other experiences. I was in a really, really frightening car accident and ended up not being able, essentially, to walk. I couldn't walk because my spine was injured, and I'd never felt pain like this in my life. When it really hit me, I was in the car, pulled into the garage, and when I tried to get out of the car, there was a knife in my back, and I couldn't stand. I couldn't walk. And so I opened the door and kind of used my upper body and spilled out of the car onto the garage floor. And then I pulled myself with my upper body across the garage floor, you know, through the oil and all of it, and up three steps into the house, which leads directly to my study at home. And that I couldn't move. And I was just begging. I was just fetal and begging. And that taught me a lot. That vulnerability taught me a lot.
When was that?
That was about 12 years ago.
I remember when you were kind of going through the rehabilitation of that, and what a hard time that was.
Yes,
for you.
And I gave, I think, one of my best sermons. It led to one of my books. The book's called More Beautiful Than Before.
I don't think
you have it there.
During a very hard time in my life, it actually helped me when I needed it the most.
Yeah, More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us. And I guess what these failures teach, and I can tell you, again, I don't know so much that it's a failure as it is
making peace with your limitations. My dad was diagnosed at 75 with Alzheimer's.
I remember this.
And there was nothing I could do but love him, of course, and support and protect, but...
Your dad was your world, I remember.
Well, he was... There's dissonance there, too. He claimed me at a very young age. I have three older sisters and a younger brother.
Right.
And my younger brother is gay. And the way my dad saw it, not defending it, I'm just right. telling you how it is it was all on me.
Oh, because you, I understand.
And he claimed me at a very young age and set me on a path. I was his, and he was frightening in many ways. And of course, so I have this couch in my office I call the couch of tears.
I've been on it a few times.
Yeah, you have. You have, yeah. So I have not only my own experience, but the vicarious experience of so many others who go through painful things. Now, failure is a source of pain. Pain does not always indicate failure.
Correct.
Right?
Well, the reason, and I want to come back onto this path, but the reason like we use failure, and I came up with the word failure, is like most people think of failure as a terrible thing.
Yes.
You're a failure, right? You failed. And it hit me pretty late in life. When I say late in life, you know, I'm in my late 40s, but I was about 40-something years old. And it just hit me. I had just failed at as you know, my studio. I built a studio from scratch and went into a hostile takeover and you know, put it into a bankruptcy. And I spent 2 years with press literally shitting on me every day, which I later found out was paid for press, but it even worse by the people doing the hostile takeover.
Yep.
And I always say I was one of those, like, I didn't want to get out of bed in the morning, sheets over, just didn't even want to like look at what was on my phone because I knew it was going to be another article rewritten the same way. And of all people, the person who called me, actually, you'll appreciate this, is Mel Gibson. Called me and said, "Who did you piss off?" Like, he goes, "What I did was a lot worse, and you're getting worse press, and it's getting written over and over and over and over."
Yeah.
You know, cut from that, where I thought my life was over. I kind of left the film business, went into tech, went into aviation, went into biotech, but most important, had kids. And I woke up one morning and realized this is the happiest I've ever been in my whole life.
Perspective.
But it also was like, had I not failed, I never would have had to push forward to find the next success.